In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has emerged as the winner in yesterday's general election. His main challenger, Benny Gantz of the Blue and White Party, conceded defeat today. Netanyahu is now on course to become Israel's longest-serving prime minister ever, and he's expected to form a solidly right-wing governing coalition in Israel's parliament. That trend toward the right is one of the reasons that the American Jewish community's relationship with Israel's government is increasingly fraught. Some see the divide as generational. That includes 24-year-old Alyssa Rubin, a community organizer living in Boston. Rubin is a member of If Not Now, a Jewish anti-occupation movement. That is a source of anguish for her grandfather, 86-year-old Jason Pearl, a lawyer in Bloomfield, Connecticut.
I have spent a great deal of time with Alyssa as she was growing up, and it comes as quite a shock to me that she could have an attitude toward Israel different from grandpa's.
For many years, grandfather and granddaughter have been debating U.S. policy toward Israel. Today, they're letting us listen in.
When I was about 8 to 10, I was at a men's breakfast in my synagogue, and someone who had, in fact, escaped from Europe was telling the men assembled there on a Sunday morning, telling them about the annihilation of European Jewry, and they castigated this man. They yelled at him, liar, it's not true, the Germans would never do this. I mean, they were vituperative toward this man, that it was impossible that the Germans were bent on annihilating European Jewry. I grew up knowing there was this great need for a land that would accept Jews. Alyssa doesn't have that experience. She knows that she's intellectually brilliant, and she knows these things happen, but she didn't live through them, and there's a big difference.